Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter, which is currently available on Substack. Our guest today is Javier Ferrer, Dr. Trunco. Dr. Trunco is a doctor of Chinese medicine and spiritual kung fu master. He lives in the beautiful country of Costa Rica. And you can find out more about Dr. Trunco and his wonderful work on his Instagram page, which is Dr. Trunco, T-R-O-N-K-O. Welcome, Dr. Trunco.
Thank you.
So your name is Javier Ferrer. Why do you call yourself Dr. Trunco? How did you get that name?
Okay. That name I'm a Spaniard and I live in Costa Rica. And that name was given to me by the little town that I came to. I came to San Juanillo. When I came 2009, it was a tiny little town with people, and I kind of worked the harvest with them. I kind of bone a little or a lot. And when you bone in a little town, you get a nickname. And I got Trunco. So, well, at the beginning, I was still introducing myself as Javier. And with the time I spent the time in Spain, I came back and everybody remembered me. People used to call me Gabriel, Daniel, Ismael, and two people call me Pablo because it sounds Spaniard. And everybody knew that I was Trunco. So from that point, I said, okay, I'm Dr. Trunco. And it's really cool because it makes me feel the love of my people, that people that, yeah, like opened their arms when I came. And yeah, I'm really proud of the Trunco name.
Now, Dr. Trunco, you are a doctor of Chinese medicine. Where did you study acupuncture?
I study in Madrid. Like Beijing University has a place in every capital of Europe. And well, I went to Madrid and it was really cool because I went to the university, I studied the Chinese medicine, and then boom, I got 2 degrees, one from the Beijing University and the other one from the Spanier University. But I just did the studies one time, but that's where it come from.
Now, you are also a spiritual kung fu master. When did you first start practicing and studying kung fu?
Oh, okay. That question is cool. And kung fu master. How come I'm a kung fu master instead of kung fu practitioner? As you ask, the first time I had a touch with the martial arts was at the age of 12 with Taekwondo. And then, to the university that I met my Master Hai Lian, Master in Chinese Medicine, that also opened the gates to Kung Fu, Chi Kung, and Tai Chi. Like he told us, hey, his father was in Taishan. And he said, if you want to learn Kung Fu, if you want to learn internal Chinese martial arts, you can come to this park that I'm going to teach in these times out of the schedule of the university. And like there is when I really started to learn martial arts in the internal deep meaning. After him, I had another really good master, Roberto Hernandez Villascusa. But that was Shinobi Jitsu. And when I finished those studies, he told me to go to different martial arts and to study the technique, that I was ready to that. So after that, I practiced Aikido, Karate, Capoeira, and basically those. So yeah, like my martial arts background comes, I would say, from Hylian. He's the one that really put the chi in my soul.
Fascinating. Now, full disclosure for our audience, I recently came back from a wonderful summer vacation in Costa Rica, and while I was there, I studied Kung Fu and received acupuncture from Dr. Trunco, and I have to say the results were quite profound. Sometimes when you do healing work, the results are not what you expected. And I had taken herbs for sleeping pretty much every night, probably for the past 16 years. And after practicing Kung Fu with Dr. Trunco and receiving six acupuncture sessions, I literally was able to completely stop all my sleeping herbs cold turkey. And I slept pretty much normally ever since. So very profound levels of healing. Not what I had expected, but very much appreciated. Now, as you know, Dr. Trunco, many people who get into acupuncture also study Tai Chi. What is the connection between Tai Chi and Kung Fu?
Okay, there are three different stages in the Chinese martial arts that are part of the same. It's like, okay, this analogy is good. It's like learning how to stay, learning how to walk, and learning how to run. With Qigong, you learn how to stay, you learn the posture, and well, Qigong is really powerful, you know, because with Qigong, you make a linear movement, a movement that starts and ends, and it goes with the breath. And this movement works with the energy, with the action. You are pushing, you are doing whatever you are doing in the exercise. And when you take air out, you are pushing, for example. You need to breathe as slow as you can, and the movement needs to fit the breath. With that, you work on the force because you are pushing, and you work on the nerve force because you are containing. And the big magic of the Qigong is that you get in touch with the non-force, and that increase the power in many deep and different levels. It's great. It's learn how to stay is the basement, you know. The Tai Chi is the step in between where the movement is flow, and in fact, Tai Chi means flow movement. Is flow, and instead of linear, it's a never-ending movement. It has no beginning or end, and it's also linked to the breath. But in Tai Chi, yeah, this making slow movements helps the knowledge of the movement. What I mean is, you make the movement really slow, and your brain has plenty of time to make the neural connections to make that movement happen. In a way that, well, when you learn how to make a movement in Tai Chi, really, really slow, then you can really be fast with that movement. That takes us to Kung Fu. Kung Fu is the same posture than Qigong, the same movement than Tai Chi, but with velocity, strength, and different kinds of Chi, you know? So one would be learn how to stay, learn how to walk, and learn how to run. One more thing, and I finish with this question. In Kung Fu, let's see how I figure this out. Okay. Basically, that in Kung Fu, you make different kind of energy depending on what you are doing. You know, you may hit in a way that you penetrate. You may hit in a way that you make a vibration and many things. So it's like a hammer. Your fist, your body, your energy is like a hammer that can be used to nail a little nail in the on the wall, or could be used to break a stone. Depends on the force and the energy you use, you get a different result. And that help us to manage the chi, to learn how to use the energy and transform something that is the same, our fist, our arm, or whatever, in something that generates a different reaction. When I talk about Kung Fu and medicine, the hard part is to stop my mouth. I talk a lot. So yeah, to answer your question, Qigong, Tai Chi, and Kung Fu are three parts of the same. And in my classes, you know that I teach the three of them to gain the flow, that movement that is different in every people and is faster than Tai Chi and slower than Kung Fu. That takes you to your balance and to be able to play with the Chi.
So for our audience, I personally taught Qigong for well over 20 years. And if you go to my YouTube channel, I have many, many free Qigong videos. So you can learn Qigong for free on my YouTube channel. So if you go to YouTube and look up Catherine Kerrigan, you'll find lots of free Qigong videos. And just like yoga and Pilates, I think people prefer one or the other. And I really love Qigong. It's very slow, it's very meditative, it's very gentle. So, can you explain for our audience if somebody said to you, Dr. Trunco, what is Kung Fu? What would your definition be? What is Kung Fu?
Okay, the literal definition from China, Kung Fu means control over the movement, to do any movement with total control. And we are talking about Chinese language, so it has different meanings also. It also means to be a master of. Like when someone is good in a kitchen, like makes amazing meals, people say, oh, this guy has a really good Kung Fu with the kitchen, with the food. When someone is an amazing guitar man, oh wow, this guy has a really great kung fu with the guitar. So yeah, it would be something like to be the master of the movement, the master of your movement.
Okay, brilliant explanation. Now, you are a spiritual kung fu master. What exactly is spiritual kung fu?
Okay. A spiritual kung fu is a way to develop your spirit, to upgrade yourself spiritually using Kung Fu techniques to reach to it. In a way that, well, you know that you had the five levels of Dr. Tronco's spiritual Kung Fu, that, yeah, you learn how to manage your emotions, you learn how to move the chi, how to many things. And as a secondary effect, you learn Kung Fu. There's no way that you can learn Kung Fu without learning Kung Fu. And sometimes the word Kung Fu scares the people. Oh, Kung Fu, something aggressive, something whatever. No, we need to remember that comes from the monks, the most peaceful peace in the planet. And Kung Fu does give you a special power, the power of self-confidence. When you practice Kung Fu, you gain self-confidence and you rise your warrior spirit. And that doesn't mean that you need to become aggressive or anything like that. So, yeah, basically, spiritual Kung Fu is a way to upgrade your body, mind, and spirit. And you learn two styles of Kung Fu that allows you to be able to learn any kind of Kung Fu. It's like five levels, and you become a Kung Fu practitioner.
Now, Dr. Trunco, what is the difference between regular kung fu and spiritual kung fu from Dr. Trunco?
Oh, carajo, I think I just mentioned that slightly. And basically, is that Kung Fu works from the body out in a way that you go to a Kung Fu school and you learn and you learn and you learn and your body gains power, gains power, gains power. And one day, the master teaches you one of the big, deep secrets that makes everything way more simple. And you gain levels and levels and levels. Spiritual Kung Fu is the opposite. I give you all the tools, all the basic knowledge of Kung Fu, everything that simplifies everything. And from there, you continue your Kung Fu. You practice it, you're going to become amazing. You don't practice, nothing's going to happen. It's like everything.
So, what are the benefits if somebody learned spiritual kung fu from you? What are the benefits of practicing spiritual kung fu?
Okay. You had that experience, but I'm not gonna use your example because we use a lot of acupuncture also. And the benefits is that basically, yeah, I designed that spiritual kung fu in a way that heals the body and restores the body, and also gives you control or takes you in charge of your mind and body. And we are spirit, body, and mind. If the mind and body are busy, you have them under control, who's in charge? The spirit. So basically, both to heal your body, to reinforce your body, and to gain control over your human self. That's what the Dr. Tronco Spiritual Kung Fu does.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan. You are listening to the Natural Healing Show. I'm a medical intuitive healer, and we're listening to Dr. Tronco, Doctor of Chinese Medicine and Spiritual Kung Fu Master. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So, Dr. Tronco, Doctor of Chinese Medicine, Spiritual Kung Fu Master. For our audience, I want to explain what it was like to experience a Kung Fu and acupuncture retreat with Dr. Tronco. So my friend and I, we stayed at Shambhala Nosara, which is in Oceanol, Costa Rica, where this is where the turtles come in to lay their eggs every summer. And every day, Dr. Tronco rode his horse, Max, 2 hours each way over to Shambhala Nosara. And then we practiced Kung Fu in the yoga shala. And then my friend and I would go to our little cabina and lie down. And Dr. Tronco gave us both acupuncture. And then in the afternoons, we went to the beach. So if you're wanting a healing retreat, this was quite, quite profound. Now, Dr. Tronco, I know that your spirit animal is your horse, Max. So will you tell everybody, tell us about your horse, Max?
My horse, Max, he's my best friend. Oh, first I need to say, it's not just that I have a horse, it's that I live on a horse. I go to the store, I go to work, I go everywhere with my friend, Max. And it's great because you cannot imagine how cool it is to have a vehicle that is your friend and you can talk to. And it's like, yeah, it's like the supercar, but even better. And there's a little trick over there. It's true that I love Max and I love to go on a horse. And also you mentioned before amazing healing things that happen in that week. Okay, when you ride the horse, and you ride a horse back, bareback. I ride bareback, but you can use even a saddle, but talking about bareback. Your chakra line, your chakras, your first chakra concretely, instead of being in the air and being connected to the original earth energy, is connected to a huge battery, an animal that has a lot of power. So your chakras, merge with that energy. So when I go to work and I do energy work, acupuncture or just energy work, I know that the power that I'm using is the double power of what I normally do. So life is great and destiny is my friend. And to be a better doctor, I have to live on a horse that I love more than anything. So yeah, Max, is just my best friend. He came in the right time, right after COVID. And since then, we've been together riding basically every single day, instead on vacation. Sometimes he goes to a field that has two horse friends, and I leave him there like a week or a month or something like that.
Now, Dr. Tronco, many of our audience, as you know, people all over the world practice yoga. What is the difference between Kung Fu and yoga?
Okay, with yoga, you're going to be able to canalize the energy, to make the energy flow through your body in an amazing kind of way. You're going to be able to move the energy inside of you. With Kung Fu, you can create that light, ignite that energy. Everything is linked, you know, linky, like clearly linked, because the story of Kung Fu is about an Indian monk that went to the Taishan Mountain, found out that the monks were kind of bitten, and he needed to develop something, that the monks are still monks, still peaceful people, and that they don't get bit anymore. And they, yeah, the legend says that he went 8 years to the mountains and came back with the five main animals of Kung Fu. One thing before I continue this, five main animals in Kung Fu, you work with the spirit of an animal in a way of being able to create that energy and raise that energy inside of you from within. We are basically the top of the pyramid of the evolution in this planet, and we've been reincarnated through all the animals. So sometimes to remember the techniques and the spirit of one of the animals that maybe is linked to us, help us control our human nature, you know? So anyway, going back to the question, if you check Qigong and yoga, there are many exercises that are the same. And Qigong and Kung Fu used to be secrets that were like kept in secret. From the 20th century, the Kung Fu secrets were open, and they are open, and more people is learning about them. And yoga is opening, because yoga has a Qigong, that is the Yin yoga, has a Tai Chi, that is the flow yoga, and has a Kung Fu that is really hard to find in internet, but you can find it, you know, using really long swords, using techniques with a stick. And they are like one really close to the other. The only thing is that by now, yoga, we have the way to make the energy flow through our body. The way to ignite the light, to create that energy, to raise that energy from within, is still coming. It will come. The cool thing is that in Kung Fu is already here.
Now, you mentioned the five main animals of Kung Fu. What are the five main animals of Kung Fu?
Well, there's the tiger, the dragon, the snake, the... what's the other one? The tiger, the dragon, the snake, the monkey, and the crane.
The crane.
Oh, my knowledge. Maybe someone tell me, no, it's not the crane, it's the chicken. I have no idea. But basically, what this story says is that an Indian guy with knowledge in energy work created the Kung Fu. So Kung Fu and yoga are like brothers.
So, as you know, many people in shamanism have power animals, right? So shamanism calls on power animals. So is there a connection between the power animals and these five main animals of Kung Fu?
Well, the power animal is different in every person. That basically, as I said, we have all the spirits of all the animals and plants and even stones of the planet, because we are humans. We are in that level. I don't say that we are the highest. Maybe there is higher than we don't know. But as far as we know, yeah. So it's like that. So to get to your real your real essence, sometimes it's good, as I said before, to remember the energy of certain animals that you are linked to. So if someone has the spirit of the tiger, for example, would be great to study the tiger technique or the monkey technique. You study tiger technique, you're going to follow your flow. You study the monkey technique, you're going to study the opposite technique, which means it's going to help you in many different ways. But basically, it's a way to awake our real animal, that is the human, the one that has all the spirits of all the animals together in one.
Now, one of the basic premises of Kung Fu is the inner smile. What exactly is the inner smile and how can we practice it?
The inner smile is great. You know, inner smile is smiling from your eyes to the inside of yourself and from the inside to the inside of the inside. And what happens is that, ooh, that energy goes inside and then irradiates. You know, it's great. And basically, it works because, as you know from Love Yoga, well, if somebody doesn't know about Love Yoga, is when everybody gets together and starts to laugh in purpose and really hard. Okay. This is based on the behavior of the mind and the body. The body really doesn't know when you are happy or you are not. So when you make in purpose like a happy thing, the body tries to fit that. So you start with this laughing situation and the body starts to generate catecholamines and endorphins and all these things that helps the brain and makes you feel great, you know? So when we use the inner smile combined with exercise, without exercise is super powerful, but combined with exercise, it creates a stimulation in the seven glands that, wow, seven glands, seven chakras. It means that it creates a stimulation in the chakras that every one of the seven glands start to segregate things. When you are in a depression, your glands are not segregating basically anything. When you are fine, your glands are segregating great things. So when you do the inner smile combined with exercise, could be Kung Fu, could be even just running. But when you combine these two, we start to segregate those substances that basically are the meds that the doctors are looking for, something that helps you out and doesn't have any secondary effect. It's great. You practice it, you feel great because it's happening. And then when you finish the training, you have that in your body, so you feel better.
So, Dr. Trunco, as you know, breathing, pranayama, is a basic aspect of yoga. Mm-hmm. How do you recommend people breathe in Kung Fu? What is Kung Fu breathing?
Okay. As I said, yoga and Kung Fu are like brothers. So you are going to find different Kung Fu ways of breath. And normally they come with the results. And you choose the one that you want to use. The one that I teach is the basic one that is the same one in meditation, in Qigong, and in Tai Chi, and obviously in Kung Fu. That is to breathe slow and deep in a way that is unable to be heard, containing the air in and out in a way that the breath has the same amount of time in and the same amount of time out. So basically, you learn how to breathe like in a meditation state, allowing your body to move in every way and every velocity that you want. That's a little tiny process, but it's fast. Like, yeah.
Now, Dr. Trunco, when we practiced Kung Fu with you, you started most classes with what you call baby exercises. So what are your baby exercises and what's the purpose of the baby exercises?
Okay, if you realize the five levels of Kung Fu, I start with the baby exercise and then baby exercises in every one of the levels. Baby exercise is the definite, ultimate way to heal the body and to gain power. The ultimate, because it's the first one, is the original one. It's like when you are a baby and you have no power and you have no muscles and you can do nothing. Doing that, being laying down with the back straight on the ground and moving, you reinforce your muscles and then babies are able to have a seat. And then babies are able to stand up. And then babies are able to do everything. If that happens when you're a baby, when you're an adult, yeah, you already know how to stand up and how to sit. The power in your body increases in a way that you cannot imagine. The cool thing about the baby exercise is that reinforce the back like totally because you have your back straight and you work out your arms and legs, which means that the paravertebral muscles and all the muscles that are surrounding the spine are activated and working at the same time that the spine is relaxed. Relaxed means our vertebras are like this. We are standing. When you lay down, the vertebra goes like this, like relax one from the other one. And when you lay down in a straight surface, your vertebras are relaxed and are aligned. You have your vertebras in alignment and relax one from the other, and you reinforce the muscles one side and the other. Remember that we are bones held by tendons and held by muscles. You reinforce that muscle chain, you reinforce the tendons, you hold the bones, and you create a structure that is stronger and stronger and stronger. So, okay, I'm going to finish this. I know that I talk a lot about when I talk about Kung Fu and everything, but when you practice the baby exercise, if you have any vertebra that is out of place, it just come back to place. You have a vertebra that, let's say, that is rotated like this. You work out the muscles, one side and the other, in the same amount. The tendons and the muscles are going to pull or push from one side and the other to get the balance, because they are both working at the same level. So, yeah, for scoliosis, it's something that just heals it right away. And, okay, and for any problem that you may have at your arms and your legs, the way to recover is better. You don't have the weight of the gravity in the case of the legs, and your shoulders, if you are laying down, are holding on the ground. So it allows you to make the movement without letting your shoulder go with it. And basically, the baby exercise is using the baby technique with the Kung Fu technique also.
So what I thought was fascinating, and I've taught yoga for over 31 years now, and I taught Qigong over 20 years, and then I've practiced Tai Chi on and off for many years. So when Dr. Tronco talks about his baby exercises, basically what that looks like is you lie on your back and you learn the movement. And if you've ever studied Tai Chi, for example, Tai Chi can be quite complicated. Qigong, less complicated, but some of those movements can be quite complicated. So Dr. Tronco is teaching you these movements lying on your back. So when you come to standing, it's like your infant self has already learned them. And so it's easier, right?
That was an amazing way to define it, Catherine. I love it. Yeah, I think it's great. And one more thing. When you are practicing baby exercise, we have muscle memory and we have bone memory. So sometimes it happens that suddenly you find yourself in a weird state that is like, I would compare it to when you are watching a horizon late in the evening, that the sun is coming down, that you feel everything and you don't even feel yourself. You are part of the everything, like a weird state of mind. If you are doing baby exercise and that happens, don't check it out. Don't try to control it. Just go with the flow. Be a witness, because it's amazing. It's a really good experience.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to another message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. You are listening to The Natural Healing Show. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, and we're listening to Dr. Tronco, Doctor of Chinese Medicine and Spiritual Kung Fu Master. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Dr. Trunco, Doctor of Chinese Medicine, Spiritual Kung Fu Master. So as you know, there's so many reasons that people start to practice Kung Fu or start to practice Tai Chi, Qigong, or yoga. You say that yoga and Kung Fu can awaken spiritual powers in us, special powers or skills. What are the special powers these martial arts and these deep internal arts can awaken in us, and how does that happen?
Okay, you just said it. Internal arts and, well, oh, that's nice. Martial arts. Basically, think about it. Everything is because of the electric system, the brain. We think that the brain is what we have over here, and it is, but it's not just what we have over here. It's like a jellyfish. It goes all over, all the way to every part of our body. That's how we feel and all of that. And yeah, it makes us feel and many things, but the point is that is where the electricity goes through. Qi, energy, is more than just electricity. It's electricity, it's magnetism, is kind of a pack. But follows electricity. Electricity has a really big, strong power. And the thing is that if you can pass electricity, let's say, through your arm, you know, and you can pass the energy and the electricity through it, if you make movements that in Qigong, in Kung Fu and yoga, and even in Mexico, they have what is called pases brujos. That's the name that it is. That's same thing. People get special skills. So what I was saying, if your meridians, if the electricity, if the energy can pass through your arm, and then you do some exercise and can pass through better and with way more flow and with way more strength, you gain abilities. So that's what happens. And in the case of these three, it's proved by the time that the people that starts developing the internal martial arts, something happens that starts to be smarter and faster and intuition and this thing that nobody can do. And so it's kind of, normal.
So for our audience, I want to explain the flow of energy in your body. All right. So first of all, you have a vertical electrical current in your body. And depending on what system of healing you're studying, in yoga, we call that your sushumna, right? Mm-hmm. And in martial arts, they call that your hara line. But it's basically a vertical current. And it goes from the earth through you all the way up to God, the universal power, right?
Yeah. Now,
so the hara line, and this is interesting, follow me if you will. So the hara line feeds the chakras. And in yoga, we talk about seven main chakras. In Tai Chi and Qigong, they talk about three Dan Chens. But there are seven main chakras. And then depending on what system you talk to, there can be, you know, over 25 minor chakras, like all over the body. So the hara line feeds the chakras. And the chakras feed the acupuncture meridians.
Uh-huh.
And then the acupuncture meridians feed energy into the organs.
Mm-hmm.
Organs feed energy into the muscles.
Yep.
So I'll say that again. This vertical electrical current feeds the chakras. The chakras feed the meridians. The meridians feed your major organs. And the organs feed the muscles. So as a medical intuitive healer, if someone has a problem, like let's say they've got a digestive problem, well, you know, you go, well, where did it start? People are always asking me, what is the root cause, right? What is the root cause? So I just asked Dr. Trunco, what special powers or skills do we develop when we practice Kung Fu and yoga and Qigong and Tai Chi? From my experience, from many years of reading energy, people who practice Kung Fu, yoga, Tai Chi, and Qigong regularly, our energy centers are more open. So your chakras are more open and balanced on an ongoing basis. Whereas most people, if you read their energy, they're just energetically shut down pretty much all the time. So when your chakras are shut down, each chakra has a special intuitive skills associated with it. So for example, your third eye between your eyebrows, that is the center of your clairvoyance. So if you're energetically shut down and your third eye is shut down, then you have trouble doing something like psychic vision, right? So it's my experience that as we practice these internal arts and balance our own energy, then we ourselves are healthier. Their energy's flowing to all the organs, all the glands, all the muscles, and we awaken the intuitive gifts of all of these energy centers. Personally, I feel that everybody who wants to be a for real healer needs to be practicing some kind of internal art, yoga, tai chi, qigong, kung fu on an ongoing basis. I was teaching yoga 9 times a week. Now I'm only teaching 7 times a week, right? Because I hurt my hip. But at any rate, so these one of the special skills that these arts awaken is by opening up our and balancing our energy centers, then we balance and open the intuitive gifts of all of these centers, right? And also, when you are a healer, so let's say you're practicing energy healing, like unity field healing or Reiki or any kind of energy healing where you have to emit chi. Well, if your own energy system is shut down, how are you going to emit chi? So, Dr. Tronco, what are your thoughts on what I just shared with our audience?
I think that, well, you are totally right. This line that comes, the universal energy that lands into our seventh chakra and the earth energy that lands on our first chakra, that's the never-ending source of energy that we are connected. And depending on what we do inside with our chakras, we get one result or another. But the connection with this line heals itself. The energy from heaven is the spiritual energy, is the energy of, yeah, the energy, the thoughts, the energy that comes from earth is the force, is the power, is like what help you in the material world. They need to be united. And united is how we can really develop in this realm. So yeah, like you were talking, and I was thinking about two things. One of them, people with chakras that are not working in the right way. Yeah, you would say, oh, smile to that chakra and send energy to that chakra, and that's one way. But if you work on that chakra at the same time that you're supporting the chakra with the work on the rest, if you work like one, then the result is stronger. It's important that the line of energy is straight. It means that the energy from heaven lands over here and follows the chakra line. You know, if I have my head like this, the energy from heaven is not going to land over here. It's going to land over here at the fifth chakra. And from here, it's going to follow the chakra line. It means that it's not that it's going to cause me problems. Maybe in the future it would, but no, for sure it would. But it's going to make me not be able to develop efficiently. You know, whatever I do energetically or physically is going to be less efficient like this, that the chakra line is broken, than like this, that the energy from heaven and the energy from earth join in each and every one of the chakras. Sometimes, yeah, with postures like this, the energy from heaven and earth join in some chakras from here down. But what about the top ones? What happens is that it creates an imbalance. That imbalance, taking it in with time, it generates more imbalance, and then we have a problem. So yeah, by correcting the chakras, this basically put them in alignment, we solve many things. And by working on them, we can heal what is wrong, and the best way is to do it with the support of the other six chakras, basically. That's my point of view.
Yes, and as a medical intuitive healer, I find most people have a lot of energetic imbalances. So, for example, people with anxiety are not grounded, right? So, they've lost the connection to the earth. So, practicing yoga and tai chi and qigong in our bare feet and kung fu in our bare feet really helps to ground you. And then, many people have lost their spiritual connection. So, lots of people, for example, who've taken a lot of illegal drugs, they're unable to connect to their higher power. So there's all these energetic imbalances that can be cured and healed through the practice of Kung Fu and yoga. So you said that spiritual Kung Fu restores your body, frees your spirit, and awakens your inner master. How do you free the spirit?
Okay. The way to free the spirit is simple. It's like we are mind, body, and spirit. When you put your mind and body to work, you know, and they are doing something and you are controlling them, you are in control. The spirit is in control. So that's the way to open the spirit. And the way to free the spirit is to let it go, to just flow with what the spirit is saying. And you get in contact with this spirit when you get in the zone. Sometimes we get in the zone when we are dancing. In this case, it's like a dance with certain dance steps that we already know. Another difference in between spiritual Kung Fu and regular Kung Fu. In regular Kung Fu, you have a sequence of movements that are the same, and you need to learn one after the other. You study Tai Chi, so you know what I'm talking about. And that is super powerful, and it's great that you do that, because those movements, those sequences, follows tradition and are full of power. You're going to gain the power of the exercise plus the power of the tradition, which means all those humans, all that energy, giving energy to that and giving belief that that helps and everything. So, yeah, it's kind of super powerful. And I teach the opposite. I teach the what would be sequence without sequence. You learn movements, and then the movement comes through you, link one to the other, making a dance that is only your dance, and you do it with your flow, that is your velocity, that is personal, you know. So when you take out, you free the spirit. You take out and you have your mind and body in control, then you are freeing the spirit. You are manifesting yourself in however you wanna do, following certain dance steps that basically makes you be in alignment with the energy of heaven and earth, having an inner smile to generate that amazing, super joyful energy, and breathing slow and relaxed while your body is moving to be able to, yeah, to be super powerful.
And for our audience, if you would like to learn some of Dr. Trunco's wonderful spiritual Kung Fu exercises, I made videos of Dr. Kung Fu teaching Dr. Trunco. Keep teaching some of his spiritual Kung Fu exercises, and you can find those on my YouTube channel. So if you go to YouTube, Catherine Kerrigan, and look up spiritual Kung Fu, you'll see Dr. Trunco teaching that. So Dr. Trunco, any final thoughts for our audience?
Yeah, I need to say that. Thank you, Catherine, because you're right. By now, the only videos that I made, and they were the first ones, I look like a rookie because I was a rookie, were the ones that are in your page. And about that, I'm telling the audience, I'm going to make more videos in English and in Spanish that can be translated to English, different videos of different things. Because, I'm like a computer dinosaur. And understand me, I finished the university and then I spent 4 years learning Mayan medicine in Yucatan, learning Mexica, which means that I came out of the university when the phones were like this small, you know, and they were like, hey, the 90s, hey, hello, I'm talking and I'm sending messages. I was in the jungle. And then when I came out of the jungle, the telephones were like this big and they had everything that the computer can do and everybody knew what to do. So I got a little bit disconnected. And what did I do to connect? Okay, I went to Costa Rica, to the jungle, to live deep in the jungle with a horse. So yeah, now I'm awakening into the computer world, the videos, the things, the whatever. So guys, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna share my knowledge by video. By now, you need to come on a retreat or to live around and come to the weekly classes. But yeah, I'm gonna catch up.
You've been listening to The Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. Dr. Trunco, Doctor of Chinese Medicine, Spiritual Kung Fu Master. At the moment, on the internet, you can only find him on Instagram at Dr._Trunco, Tronko. And remember, when you practice spiritual Kung Fu, you awaken your inner master. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.